brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. All right, let's go to Tony in Florida. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thanks for your time, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Good. Thank you for calling, brother, and holding. Go ahead.
All right. Real quick about Benghazi. Recently, 17 nuclear missile officers were replaced. I don't know if you followed that story.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me just go into intuition I had maybe 10, 15 years ago. I don't remember when. I don't know how that works. It just happens, right? So I just thought, like, with all this New World Order stuff, as I was learning about it with the emergence of free information on the Internet, that there's some good guys out there that are secretly plotting against these people. So when I heard about Benghazi, well, first I heard about it with you, but then weeks later it became mainstream news.
But there are a lot of good people in government and corporations that are plotting against evil.
So, yeah, and then later on I hear from other sources about these white hats. So I think that this getting rid of these nuke officers, they may have been under the control of the bad guys. So they removed them, and then they break with Benghazi.
Well, I know this. There's continued wars going on. That, I mean, that's not an opinion. There's always white operations and black operations. And the FBI agent that won't do corrupt stuff, you know, he goes and investigates local bank robberies, missing kids. They're compartmentalized. The dark side of operations that used to be maybe 10%, it's more like 30 or 40 now, they sit there laughing at the white hat guys who they use for PR and stuff. And who they just all literally call morons. This has come out. CIA, FBI, it's all the same. I've had some family that got into black operations, and all they've said is, my God, you're on target. Absolutely, this government's evil. And that's another big lie, that people never get into black operations, bad black operations, because black can just mean secret, and then never get out of it. Most people actually do refuse. You know, it's like half the CPS every year nationally quits. New CPS graduates with, you know, multiple degrees in social work, half of them quit. Because they go to work and find out it's a big pedophile operation. And they freak out, they whistleblow, they get fired. It's just hellish, man. It is hellish, the stuff that goes on. And you know, John Birch's society was full of former military officers, including generals, who found out we were funding communists. And I don't mean just the down-the-street communists. I mean, here's the argument. Well, you know, the Texas police let this certain motorcycle gang run the meth because they control that. That way it's not the Mexican mafia doing it because they don't want the Mexican mafia taking over Texas. Or we grow the opium in Afghanistan because Al-Qaeda will get the money if we don't do it. And then it's, you know, 10-fold, 13-fold increase in opium production after we liberate Afghanistan. I mean, it's just anyway, we're going to run the child kidnapping so it's under control, so it doesn't get too out of control. Yeah, I mean, that's how this evil argument works, Alex. You've got to make compromises and, you know, join the New World Order. There's good people in it. You get in the inside and work. Well, some people got in on the inside believing all this and are now trying to do good things. So, yes, we're not operating in a vacuum. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to PJ in Ohio. We got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, first time caller.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Corey. I apologize. I've been on hold for about an hour, and I've kind of lost track of my original thought.
It's okay. It doesn't really matter. Oh, well, you've just got 20 seconds. It's wonderful.
Okay. You know, everyone types, you know, we talk about our precious resource, you know, water.
Our precious bodily fluids, yes.
Well, I think what we're taking for granted right now is time. That's something that can never be regained. And what we have in play, with the time, it's almost like a distraction. We're fighting little skirmishes, and we're being distracted.
I'll tell you what, Mandrake, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, okay?
Sure.
Mandrake, you know about plans to fluoridate ice cream, Mandrake? Children's ice cream? I mean, gentlemen, we can't allow fighting in the war room.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have some real treats on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm into overdrive right now. It's 2 o'clock and 8 minutes here, Central Standard Time. I want to go to the phone callers that are holding. I'm going to get to you right now. A couple of new developments. The InfoWars.com. We're also up on DrudgeReport.com. That has the best Obamagate coverage, I think, out there, bar none. And it's making the system very upset that Drudge is showing the compendium of lies. Then we're going back to PJ. But first, let's put it up on screen. They're now not saying it was 200 groups. They're now saying it's 500 groups, and then, of course, it'll be 5,000 groups. The IRS harasses basically anybody who isn't a complete authoritarian, mentally ill person. If you're not part of their sick freak cult of losers and parasites and scum, they're coming after you. And I say, good, come after everyone. It's time for everybody to start suing the IRS, exposing it as a Federal Reserve collection agency that's destroyed this country. It is now time to realize that we're being overrun by lawless criminals in this nation who are just legalizing illegal aliens by fiat. Then I have articles like this one. Court rules against German homeschooling family seeking asylum who is facing prison since 2008. They've been in the U.S. because they're trying to raise their children as homeschooling, and that is a felony in Germany. And so they had to flee Germany. Their children will be taken by the state. And Hitler, of course, did that. So that's why Germany is very excited about that, because the state wants to raise your kids. They do such a great job at everything else. and then they turn them into black uniform people. In fact, will you punch up Infowars.com for me? I want to show people a Boston photo just of the cops driving around in tanks like demonic ferrets, you know, just playing soldier and taking themselves so seriously looking for the government patsy. We know that was all set up. And, of course, the average cop isn't a terrorist. They're just like the general public, like arrested development five-year-olds, but with guns. I'm not trying to go off into a jag about police today. It's just I'm so sick of it. All right. The other article is they're now spinning it. Two rogue employees persecuted the Tea Parties and demanded college students tell them their reading list. Meanwhile, the rest of the media is defending it, saying it's good to target people. You shouldn't be allowed to be a conservative. So it's two rogue people. Maybe they'll end up falling down and hitting their heads or something. The good part about it is none of these evil people will escape their own system. PJ, you were making a point about we're fighting too many battles. I cover all the news so that people hear different things that they think are important to get people to become aware of the big picture. I think specializing is what has allowed people to be ensnared. Like if I talk about cops shooting unarmed people in Austin more and more for no reason, and they ask, why is it happening? Well, we know it's instinctive shooting training. It's the police in total fear. And it's like a horse. If it sees a gum wrapper, blow. That's why they put blinders on horses. Horses will go crazy and run through a wall. And the cops are just like, Al-Qaeda's everywhere. I did that skit a few years ago or last year about Alex Jones joins Homeland Security or what was the name of them where I joined Big Sis? I forget the name of that piece. Alex Jones joins the New World Order is another one where I tell the office what they can and can't eat because, Obama now in Denver and Chicago tells the kids the parents can't pack their lunch. I did that piece, but I did another really funny one where Homeland Security is saying watch out for anybody paying with cash or whatever. It's a real FBI flyer. Then I go into Rudemeyer Coffee and have like a freak out in the bathroom because there's terrorists everywhere and I'm convinced they're under the counter. I mean that's what's happening. And so the cops pull you over, and if you're a motorcycle gang person, they bow down in fear. But if you're a family, they get to play commander on you. Let's go ahead and PJ, go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
No, what you're saying with the skirmishes, that's not necessarily it's a bad thing. I mean, all these skirmishes have to be manned, but it's like you said, it's a distraction, and it's what the mainstream media is putting out is really it's the look here. It's like the old graph when the guy with the cups and pee, follow the pee, look at this, and it's all distraction while our sovereignty and our basic liberties are being taken from us.
No,
well, first,
you don't support the Constitution, do you? You may have to be investigated.
Well, it's funny you say that. Well, I'm already a veteran, so I'm sure I'm on the short list anyway.
People
lose sight of that we, the people, our rights are granted by the Creator, and government's just there to ensure these rights.
Oh, now you're getting more extreme? You believe in a God other than government?
Yeah. I pity those that don't. But at the end of the day, we're faced with some real serious challenges.
More conspiracy theories.
It's funny, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, brother-in-law, they label me a conspiracy theorist, and it's like, oh yeah, that's me. You can't. It's just too much. There's just too much out there, and it's something big is happening, and they've dumbed. Our children are being dumbed down. People are dumbed down. The only information they get is what they, get on mainstream media.
But it's okay. They're coming out with vaccines that make you never have anxiety again. Soon, it's going to be nothing but bliss. Take the shot, PJ, and everything's going to be a rapture. Then you won't be upset when the hard-kill bioweapon gets released, PJ. Well, you're going to get to be scooped up and put into mass graves, PJ. You'll get to be in big piles of dead bodies for Earth.
It was funny. I was watching just really late last night. I was watching that piece that you did with Jesse Jackson. Jesse Ventura. And, covering the FEMA.
They're very similar. I can see how you could mix those two up. Can you imagine Jesse Jackson with Jesse Ventura's
sure.
Alex, the Rainbow Coalition is the way to go.
you know, the
a Navy SEAL, a fighter.
He's got some.
Alex, I'm leaving the United States. A DSA Gestapo. I'm sorry.
I thought I heard you say something of that today, that you may be forced to do the same with your family. And that's what the sad part is. This is our country.
No, no, we've let a bunch of crazy criminals that have a hunger to dominate people, because no one ever liked them, run things, and they're going to run crazy. It's what they do. They're not going to stop. They're lunatic scum, and all of you that have decided to serve it, good! Good! You're going to get it good from your own system. I appreciate your call, sir. The video was something like Snitch Society, Infowars.com. It's a funny video. It's like where I run around the parking lot and we play Mission Impossible music. Let's talk to Karen in Idaho, another evil extremist. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about money.
Yeah.
And first, I want to tell you, I'm a first-time caller. Love your passion. Love your music that you play.
Oh, thank you.
Prelude, I think a prelude to what I'm going to say, we should be playing Donald Trump's The Apprentice, Money, 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 that song. I wanted to be proactive and ask questions, so I handle my mom's estate. Something just happened this morning that was really interesting. Something big is going down. There's a big bank, investment bankage firm. I could say the name if you wanted me to, but the guy I was talking to said, look, you handle your mom's estate. If something were to happen, we were just in meetings yesterday talking with government officials. The rules and procedures are changing.
Ooh, they were talking to an official. Ooh.
And I said, well, you know, if I need this money to do this and some, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said, well, you're not going to get it. I mean, our hands are tied, too. I mean, it's changing.
No. They've already done it in Europe. They're doing it here. They're having congressional hearings where they take all the money out of your bank account. No judge, no jury. They take your house. That's why the cops are trained to show up and kill you. They're going to take everything. And they'll send cops to their buddy's house to take it, and they'll kill him if he tries to keep his house. And they're going to love it. Oh, no. Listen, they are taking old people's who end up in nursing homes who are just fine. They're showing up and telling the family, we're taking everything, no judge, no jury. They're just taking everything. They do what they want. They take people's houses now that are paid for 15 years ago in cash that Bank of America never even had a deed on. I mean, that's how criminal it is. Because it's all about the force of the government. They want a civil war. They want to force it. Because this is their time of criminal takeover. What else was he telling you?
Well, he said it's her money, but, you know, since you handle it, and if she were to pass or whatever, and you handle it, if it goes to anybody else, I mean, she might as well use it now, because if it, you know, you're not going to see it.
Wow, you actually talked to an honest person. So this was a brokerage firm, a bank? Who was it?
UBS.
Oh, yeah, UBS. Absolutely. They've been taking money out of UBS all the time. The government's already been feeding on that. It's kind of like the new Bear Stearns they're about to snack on.
But what do I tell my mom? I mean, she's elderly. I mean, it's like a joke. I don't want to scare her.
Ma'am, why do you think you get to keep the money you already paid taxes on five times? This is land of the free, home of the brave.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
I mean, how dare you?
Well, you're awesome. I just wanted to say that. And, you know, just keep up the good work.
Ma'am, God bless you. Listen, what was he advising you to do, though? He could have been trying to fearmonger you to get you into invest in something else. What was he saying?
I told him, call my mom ASAP and tell her that she needs to take, she needs cash out. And she needs to have a reserve that's accessible, that we, the people, are handling it in case she was just in the hospital. And, you know, just because she doesn't have enough in the bank when, you know, to just take care of day-to-day needs. And obviously, if we needed X amount of money to take care of her, to set her up where she wants to get up at, you know, like rest home or whatever, I can't get it. She says, oh, just call UBS. They can handle it. I'm like, no, they can't handle it.
Well, no, a lot of times now, when once a person is elderly, they steal the money and block it from the kids. A lot of these government people and groups do. But I don't think government's the threat. I think we should give up all our rights and due process and checks and balances and just spy on everybody but the government. No one can be trusted but the government, ma'am. But being serious, I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'm going to come back and take more calls. We're going to talk to Tim in Kentucky. Yot in Kansas and David in California. The name of that video I was telling you about is America with a K. America, Land of the Snitch. Very good video.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Your own personal Jesus. Was I taking a call?
Your own.
Why did I decide to keep staying on air?
Personal Jesus.
The song must be about Obama for his supporters.
Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
Someone to run torture camps and get Nobel Prizes for it.
Your own.
Sitting by the phone, you're all alone.
Jesus. Someone to hear.
Why did I continue on? It was a reason I held over even longer. I got to take phone calls. Oh, I want to wanted to talk to Tim in Kentucky and then David and others. Tim in Kentucky, police raided his house wrongfully. Well, sir, you being alive is the problem, okay? You are a threat to the government. You are an enemy. And if you say you support the Constitution, we're going to have to send you to a FEMA camp. What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I was naked in the shower when they came in on me, and they actually pulled me outside and pulled me off of my property, and now they're trying to attempt it never even happened. And I have two pending lawsuits, one of property damage and one of violation of constitutional rights, civil rights. The problem is none of the local lawyers will take the case because they're saying that they can get out of it with some a good faith clause, and they're scared to take the case, and I am... They're making it well known that they're watching me. I don't know what to do. I have no idea what to do. Even the local newspaper, it had the entire raid in the paper, and they completely failed to mention me. I go to mention it, and people were telling me to be quiet, just shut up, let it pass, and I'm lost.
Well, here's the deal. You know, the guy that shot the video where he went to the Grove Hotel, he lives in England, and the police come over and kind of get in his face and stuff. He now is intimidated by the police and doesn't want to come on. And I'm trying to explain to him, he's a listener, that's why we're so enslaved, because everyone grovels to them. They start thinking it's normal for them to bug their eyes out and act like you're bad. Like, why are you videotaping where there's helicopters and guard shacks being set up? And the guy's like, well, I'm a media guy. I mean, I'm interested in this. Okay, well, we're going to put you in a database. You know, let's put them in a public database. And the cop's like, you better not put me on the internet. These are people spying on us all over the world, and they really think they're the good guy and we're the bad guy. And it's time to go. Quit treating me like I'm a criminal. I mean, look at that cop, that smug smile she has. Just the power trip. I mean, I think I'm going to go buy like a crown and stuff and just start walking around in it and like be delusional and go, I'm the king of the earth. I mean, that's all it is. And like, there's everybody grovels to the police, and then it just goes to their head, and it's North Korea, man. Then they get out of the car and try to intimidate him. They got helicopters over him, and then he's going to visit some guy, and they get in that guy's face, and the cop's like, "Why are you upset? And you know, like, you're violating our rights. Plus, my wife just died in the hospital last week of one of their little infections." It doesn't matter though. These cops. I mean, just look at this. I tell you, watch the body language of the female cop. It is unbelievable. The saddest. Look, she starts caressing things here, and like she's rubbing on the seatbelt deal, and they just love it. It's all about judging you, and they're in the power position, and they're just constantly pressing on the nerve of power. It's just sick. It destroys free society. It destroys free association with all these preening socialists in uniforms. I mean, I'm telling you, man, there's nothing worse than socialists in uniforms. And I bet bottom dollar about those cops if I could talk to them. I'm going to England. Maybe I'll run into them. I'm going to ask them, are you a socialist? I bet you're a so-called liberal. You can just tell. Look how satisfied that female cop is right there. Because, you know, the guy's daring to talk back to her, and she's just like, ha. Of course, in America, that guy'd be tasered and taken to a camp and, you know, given a false charge of assault. Oh, she's laughing. Look, a slave's talking to me. A slave talking to me, you filthy scum. Pay my check. Pay my check right now and learn to love it. Learn to love your God. Learn to love your ruler. Anyways, since everybody's telling you, look at her laughing at him. peasants. I think the police in England should start wearing crowns. And the public should have to groom their schools as well. Because, I mean, that's how you really prove, you know, to the nobility that you appreciate them, is to worship their droppings. Okay, I'm a little out of control here today, ladies and gentlemen, but it's true. It's true. It's real. She's going to lecture him some more. Then they get out and follow him around and all this stuff. We just want to put you in a database. We're filming you everywhere, but you're not allowed to film. Do you understand? Sir, of course the cowards in your area are saying bend over to it. Because they're all being abused as well, and they think that's how they create North Korea, which is the heaven they're wishing for. So you just got to say no to them. You understand?
Yes, but that's the thing. See, now I have two psych appointments that I didn't even know about that are scheduled for next week, an hour before the place opens, with apparently three people, and And
no, but you don't have to go to their psych evaluation. They break in your house. Now you're saying they did it. They're saying they didn't. Next, they'll say Benghazi didn't happen. It's all baloney, sir. You're in a local good old boy boss hog system, and that's why you're in trouble, because these people think they're God. They put on a uniform, they're God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. By the way, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you're not fighting the Prison Planet. Everything I do, everything I try to do is about getting people off their butts in action in the fight for liberty worldwide. It's an intellectual, cultural, ongoing, ancient battle. All of our ancestors, no matter where you come from in the world, were involved either on the side of tyranny or the side of liberty. And I'm asking you to be involved in the side of liberty right now against these control freaks. And a PrisonPlanet.tv membership is $5.95 a month. That pays for the bandwidth and the cameras, the crew and things, or at least it pays for part of it. And then our mission is to get more people to tune in and wake up. You can have 11 people watch simultaneously any time of day with one PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 12 different people technically can tune in, because I actually had them turn it up to 12. I hadn't announced that yet. I just announced it right then. But what's happening is most people don't use it all the time. So you can have 30 or 40 people using it. And then if you try to go log in and you're locked out, that's good news. It means you shared your username and passcode, the unique code you create for PrisonPlanet.tv that you can share. And that means people have now gone and used it so much that you're unable to log in. Then the answer is go get another $5.95 membership and share that with others. We call it Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the site just gets better and better. It's been up for over 10 years now. And it's got material and info we've put out going back more than 17 years on it. My book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print. All of my films, a bunch of other films. A lot of the stuff up there is in high def. Especially the stuff we've been posting the last few years, the live video streams of the daytime show, the subscription nighttime show, all of it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today, and also know that you're funding us getting more reporters, more researchers, more journalists, more editors, more graphics people, because I understand this is the fight of our lives. I'm all in. And how could you not be all in when you realize that our once free country and world is being converted to a high-tech police state? It's horrible. And with that, all the prosperity is going out the window. So I want to ask everybody, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. What have you been waiting for? And if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can also go to InfoWarsNews.com, take you to the same URL. If you are a member and you haven't shared your username and passcode, again, make sure it's a unique one just to the site. You can change it if it's not. You can do that on the site. And then share it with friends and family in an e-card. Say, here is the username and passcode to your free membership that I'm giving you to PrisonPlanet.tv. Watch the Obama deception in high def. Watch Endgame, Fall of the Republic. Watch our chemtrail documentaries. Watch Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Watch the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv. People are very, very hungry. Strategic relocation in high def with expanded extras on PrisonPlanet.tv with Joel Skousen. It's all there on the site, PrisonPlanet.tv. Use it. Share it today. And I want to thank those of you that have been. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Again, I want to give first-time callers a chance to get involved on air today, 800-259-9231. Now, let me run over the latest on the changing stories, the lies, and the good news that because of grassroots pressure, Boehner, who's been an insider and always whitewashing things, is being forced to talk about people need to be arrested, people need to go to jail. The problem is then those people will squeal like Fast and Furious when they're facing jail time and say, I was ordered to by the Attorney General and by the head of Homeland Security, Mr. Napolitano. Well, of course you were. Of course you were. Of course you were ordered to. And this is their Waterloo. This is their Watergate, to continue the water analogies here. We have to continue to hammer this. Let's go over some of these headlines here. Justice Department defends seizure of phone records. So they're now defending that. While saying they didn't know it was going on that underlings did it. But they're now changing that story. That's the New York Times. Holder isn't sure how often reporters' records are seized. Just amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they're already spying illegally on everything. We've confirmed that just from our whistleblowers with them finding out who they are almost instantly. I mean, you literally have to meet people in parking lots. Or folks mail us stuff from mailboxes with fake return addresses, and then we call the phone numbers on it and confirm they're real documents. That's really the way, the old-fashioned manila envelope way. Continuing, Eric Holder points finger at deputy who secretly obtained journalist phone records as Obama is forced to say he has confidence in the attorney general. So we're going to have the attorney general of Fast and Furious and the Oklahoma City cover-up that came out in court. He ran that cover up of what really went on there. These are very nice people, folks. And now they know nothing, but they're defending it. Continuing here with the news on the media being harassed front, Holder to face Capitol Hill grilling today. We're going to follow that. That's out of the Hill newspaper. A report on that front. Also, there's another headline here that White House on AP probe, Obama firm believer in press freedom. Well, thank goodness Kim Jong-un is a firm believer. I mean, Obama, everything's fine now. Newsmax reporting, again, what I just mentioned, the Justice Department to investigate not only the harassment of whistleblowers and the going after phone records of sources reporting on criminal activities by this government, a crime syndicate trying to protect itself, now Justice to investigate IRS targeting of the Tea Party. And again, there's a Hill article out going, Obama needs his own drudge to be able to counter everybody getting on the bandwagon to attacking. It's because the media are a bunch of cowards. Just like the Boston bombing, our reporter goes and says, who are these other guys? You admit you had a drill. You don't want to talk about it. Why was there a stand down? Here are photos of the other people. And the FBI guy was literally completely scared and goes, do not listen to him. Do not talk to him. Do not look at his photos. And none of the press covered it or looked at the photos. Instead, they demonized us and said, how dare they ask? How dare InfoWars ask about a drill? Yeah, I mean, it looks like you got about 50 security people in black backpacks black shirts and tan pants and boots, staring right where the bomb goes off, disappearing minutes before it goes off, and then running around with radiation detectors and stuff. Let's just not even discuss that. And let's not discuss all these other suspects. And let's not discuss Saudi Arabians on no-fly lists and stuff, being visited by the First Lady and visiting the White House, you know, eight times or whatever. Let's just not discuss that. Because it's a conspiracy theory that they're spying on the media, now confirmed. It's a conspiracy theory they bought 2 billion bullets, now confirmed. Now it's a conspiracy that I don't like that they bought that and that I'm suspicious of it. First, it wasn't happening. Now it's I'm bad because I was right. Here it is. Justice to investigate IRS targeting of Tea Party. Isn't that just special? So they'll get to the bottom of it. Don't you worry your little boots about that. The very people doing this will investigate it. They call that Fox guarding the hen house in my day, but nowadays that's a conspiracy theory. If you can, 2 + 2 = 4 is a conspiracy theory. Knowing how to tie your shoelaces is a conspiracy theory. When, whether it's the U.S. or England, we have videos out today when you say, you don't have a right to stop me randomly and ask me questions. I'm walking down the sidewalk by a park. Is this part of an ongoing investigation? No, it's not. Then no, you don't have a right. And they go, oh, why are you a conspiracy theorist? That's what TSA does now when they want to take you over and grope you. And you're like, you know, the government got the underwear bomber on the plane. This doesn't protect us from terrorism. This violates my Fourth Amendment. They're on record on video after video we posted with other citizens and journalists going, that's enough of your conspiracy theories. And I've talked about this. Having free will, having an opinion, having a view is a conspiracy theory. Sitting down, shutting up, taking all your vaccines, getting Parkinson's disease early, getting cancer early, eating your GMO, dying like the rats on record, that's a good citizen. And you know, I see these videos of these cops all over the country, but also in Europe, when they come over and get in journalists' faces for no reason, they have this crazed enjoyment, and they're always like caressing their uniform and caressing, just enjoying it. I'm in an outfit. I'm in a suit. I'm in a costume. And I was watching video of these British cops, and it's an attractive female cop. And you can tell when a woman's jacked up, really excited, and she's just getting off on the power over this guy. And just rubbing on the seatbelt and rubbing on her uniform. And just like she's all excited. It's all about how she's got power. I mean, these are not people that need power, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, who wants to act like this? Idiots, that's who. People that would never have had real power in the world. Real power because they had power. In ancient times, if you could fight, you could hunt, you could plant crops better, you could tell the weather better, you could strategize how to defend the tribe better, you went to the top, it made humans stronger. Now, if you get in line and enjoy getting your power out of a corrupt system, not out of who you are, you go to the top. And that's why society's turned into North Korea. And pretty soon you can't even plant crops. You can't make automobiles. Your cities don't have electricity anymore. But the upper class are all on uniforms with that same look in their eye of enjoyment. And that same, I've been to Mexico. I've seen videos and footage out of North Korea. You've all seen it. And I see the same look in our cops now more and more of just the satisfaction. It's the same satisfaction when my daughters were 3 or 4 and would dress up like princesses and run around enjoying themselves with plastic rings on, you know, costume jewelry, having fun when their friends would come over. And it's cute when a 3-year-old girl is on a power trip imagining they're a queen. It is not good when you're a 35-year-old cop acting like that. It is good when you're a 3-year-old boy playing cops and robbers out in the yard to imagine you're a superhero. You've got to imagine you're going to be a powerful male and a warrior before you actually become one. But being a warrior who battles the journalist isn't a warrior. It's called being a North Korean thug. And look, I salute the police that do a good job out there in some of the crime-ridden areas, but more and more, once crime takes over, the police just become criminal because there's corrupt cops above them on the take, and then you collapse like Detroit or Chicago. I mean, these are now third-world areas. A lot of great people in them. I'm not bashing your cities, but they're all now fleeing here and then now trying to put me under their way of life. And I'm sorry, my ancestors went to war with people that tried to make them slaves. And come hell or high water, didn't back down. And that's just where I come from. That's who I am. I have an instinct to not be a slave. I have an instinct to want to be free. I have an instinct to disdain thugs. Gangs wear their uniforms. Motorcycle gangs wear their uniforms. Cops wear their uniforms. This is all ancient crud. And I'm done with it. And listen, to all of you think you're on a winning team, caressing your uniforms, getting off on fetishizing it, let me tell you, folks, you're dead already. You've all been injected with cancer viruses. You're all drinking sodium fluoride. You're eating GMO. You're going to watch your kids die young. See, because it's going to kill you 20, 30 years young. It's going to kill your kids. A lot of you cops are like 50 right now. You know, your 25-year-old son's dying right now. Your daughter, your 20-year-old daughter, your 18-year-old daughter, your 10-year-old son's dying right now, and you're crying right now. You know, the neighbor's dying of cancer, too. You're going, my God, it's true. They're killing us. That's right, buddy. Why don't you come in and join the team and really wake up to the whole system instead of caressing your uniform all day? There's no amount of tickets you're going to write. They're going to keep the country from going bankrupt. There's nothing you can do, okay? The only thing you can do is realize we're all under scientific attack. And really get with the program, and let's figure out how to fix this. The media is starting to get with the program and realizing, why are we letting Obama persecute journalists? Why are we letting Obama run Al-Qaeda? Why are we letting them spy on everybody? Why are they harassing college groups that promote the Constitution? That's in the manual. Those that promote the Constitution. See, those that promote the Constitution are Americans and the good guys. And those that say the Constitution is bad and is terrorist, they're obviously the bad guys. 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But here it is, Justice Department to investigate IRS targeting of the Tea Party. Well, I feel safe now. I feel safe. Progressive group, IRS gave us conservative groups confidential docs. Again, that's Newsmax, Breitbart. Rasmussen reports 57% want IRS offenders jailed or fired. Oh, but they're not talking, are they? Because they were ordered to do that. I mean, give me a break. The president's the one that orders that. Boehner on IRS. Who's going to jail over this scandal? Washington Times. House Speaker John A. Boehner said today that it will take more than firings to clear up the IRS scandal. It'll take someone ending up serving jail time. Okay, I never praised Boehner. I'm going to praise him right now. That's what we need right there. Jail, long jail terms. Long jail terms. Get rid of the IRS. It's a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. The big bankers are all exempt from it. All you people that hate wealth and think you're winning team against people that produce by joining the Democratic Party and the socialists and the collectivists, the mega banks that fund you are tax exempt. They're offshore. They want to get rid of the middle class as a tool of economic domination. Because once you break the middle class forever, you now have an enslaved North Korean or Mexican population, like in Mexico. The IRS wants you to share everything. I already mentioned this political article, but here they are going, well, what is the big deal? They want your reading list. I mean, of course the government comes and says, without a warrant, you will tell us your reading list or we're going to take all the money out of your bank account. It's like when I get the business census and the public sends me emails going, I don't get a business census. That's not real. Well, you must not run a business, dum-dum. The community surveys and the business surveys are now yearly. And it asks me stocks, bonds, everything I do. Total violation of Fourth and Fifth Amendment. And it says penalty of perjury. So if I make a mistake, by the way, then I'm going to go to jail for that. You know what? I'm not answering your questions. FBI shows up here. They put Martha Stewart in jail, they said, for lying to them when she didn't. She didn't insider trade. They just burned her because you know her name. Try to scare people. They sent her to jail for not knowing every bit of stock she had in a questionnaire. Well, I'm not answering any of your questions, you crooks. You narcotics trafficking, child kidnapping. Yeah, that's who fences the little kids. Most of
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Keeps on raining, love it.
down, going down now, going down, down to Chicago.
Here it comes again. We're just woodpeckering at the globalist. All right, I want to go to your phone calls this segment next. We'll take calls in the next hour or two. Dr. Corey Gold's joining us to talk about Benghazi Gate, all of it. I want to focus on Benghazi because we are getting distracted with the IRS stuff and all the rest of it. But look, folks, when I end the last segment saying the government runs child kidnapping rings, type in NATO and child sex trade, UN child sex trade, BBC, Reuters, AP, Chicago Tribune, where defense contractors, U.S. defense contractors, whistleblowers will say, I saw them load 125 children, some as young as two, onto the aircraft, flying them into Saudi Arabia, out of Bosnia. From there, they were broken up and sent to other areas. And then they have Italian investigations on TV where they're shooting three-year-olds in the head after they rape them. I mean, it's like, whoa! The government grabs little kids, rapes them, and shoots them in the head with 357 Magnums. And I know that there's all sorts of national media listening. Hey, do an article how I'm a liar. Go ahead. Go ahead. And then we'll show you, and then I'll go show a bunch of news articles showing everything I just said. The government, that's who you signed on. All the tough guy groups, all the gangsters, there's always somebody worse than you. And they are who gets in the seat of power. And then society collapses. And I'm so sick of this culture glorifying criminals, glorifying so-called tough guys. You're all walking dead. You're all nobodies. Real men stand up for innocence. Real men stand up for justice. And it's time for real men to get aggressive out there. Somebody tries to push you around. Somebody tries to peck you into submission. You get in their face. Playing games with the New World Order is over. And all the criminal classes, you're going to push it too far. And you know what's going to happen to all of you. You know what's going to happen. You're all going to be brought to justice. When we restore this republic, there's going to be Nuremberg trials. You're all going to get a jury trial, and you're going to get hung by your neck until you're dead. And a lot of us aren't going to make it to that point to see it, but you will be brought to justice for what you've done to innocence. We will not be transported to a state of liberty on a bed of feathers. Let's go ahead and talk to Simon in Florida. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding. Got about a minute and a half.
Okay. I just wanted to point out Alex Stevenson. You've had several articles about him on your website. And I think it's important to point out also, if someone pulls up the picture of this family, this Richard family, look at the father.
What specifically are you getting at, sir? We don't screen calls, but I've got to know what you're talking about.
Very similar looking, the father, the Martin Richard kid that died, the 8-year-old in the Boston bombing.
And man, you know, I appreciate your call, but I mean, look, for folks that don't know what this guy's talking about, new listeners, there is this new belief that everybody's an actor. And they do have crisis actors, and they have staged fake events, and they have used PR people to be there at events they stage to hype it. But they killed real people at Sandy Hook, and they killed real people at the Boston bombing. They like killing people, okay? Yes, they provocateur events, but they don't completely stage them. Those are very rare. And again, I mean, there's people that say that I'm all these different actors and people. While I work in here 18 hours a day, I was at work 18 hours yesterday, actually more than 18 hours. And, of course, it was enjoyable work, hanging out with Mike Judge again for about 5 hours. I've got the best Mike Judge interview ever. We're going to be airing next week. It is bombshell.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.